Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting second. The right fielder, Randy Moore. Batting third. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bill Barrett. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Cecil. Batting eighth. The catcher, Harry McCurdy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Thomas. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting second. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Otis Brannan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting ninth. The pitcher, General Crowder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, General Crowder. And now, play ball. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maynisch. Moore reaches second base with a double. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler takes first base on ball four. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moore scores. Metzler moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Barrett. The throw from Shang and he is safe. Barrett steals second. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm takes first base on ball four. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metzler who is chasing the ball. McNeely reaches third base with a triple. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McNeely scores. It's White Sox, 1, Browns, 1. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. O'Rourke moves to third. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground for an out. Maynisch moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk who is chasing the ball. Kress reaches third base with a triple. Maynisch scores. Schult goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Browns. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore. Blue reaches second base with a double. Kress scores. It's 4-1, Browns. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brannon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder hits a pop-up towards short. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. McNeely hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. O'Rourke takes first base on ball 4. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas fires over to first, and they've got O'Rourke trapped. There's the throw to Cecil, who drops the ball. That's an error on Cecil. O'Rourke moves to second. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a line drive beyond first. Clancy can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. O'Rourke moves to third. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mainisch. The throw from McCurdy and he is safe. Mainisch steals second. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Metzler hits a fly ball towards center. Schult settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Schult. Metzler moves to second. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Metzler moves to third. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Metzler scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Browns. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Com takes first base on ball 4. Falk moves to second. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Kress hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metzler, who is chasing the ball. Kress reaches third base with a triple. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Blue hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kress tags and scores. One out. It's 5-2, Browns. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 0-for-1 in the game. Brannon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-1 in the game. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0-for-1 in the game. McCurdy takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-2 in the game. Clancy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCurdy moves to second. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCurdy scores. Clancy moves to second. It's 5-3, Browns. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 0-for-1 in the game. Crowder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. McNeely bunts towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Crowder moves to second. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. O'Rourke strikes out. Two outs. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Maynish hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Barrett strikes out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Com takes first base on ball 4. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 2 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crowder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 2 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 triples. He's got 2 RBIs. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Blue hits a pop-up towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McCurdy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maynish. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 0 for 2 in the game. Brannon hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0 for 2 in the game. Shang takes first base on ball 4. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Crowder hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. McNeely hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shang moves to second. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. 2 outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Falk takes first base on ball four. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 0-for-0 in the game. With three walks. Calm hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Maynish hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-3 in the game. Schult bunts towards first. Clancy scoops it up and throws to first, with Barrett covering, for the out. Maynish moves to second. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on McCurdy. Maynish moves to third. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-3 in the game, with two triples. He's got two RBIs. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Maynish scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Browns. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Blue hits a pop-up towards third. Calm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 0-for-3 in the game. Brannan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-3 in the game. Cecil hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannan misplays the ball. That's an error on Brannan. Cecil moves to second. Charlie Barnaby pinch hits for Tommy Thomas. Charlie Barnaby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnaby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cecil scores. McCurdy moves to second. It's 6-4, Browns. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Clancy bunts towards the mound. Crowder fields it and throws to third for the out. Barnaby moves to second. One out. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barnaby scores. Clancy moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-5, Browns. Ernie Nevers now pitching. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Metzler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clancy scores. Moore moves to third. Metzler moves to second. It's White Sox, 6, Browns, 6. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to home to get more. Metzler moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maynish. Falk reaches second base with a double. Metzler scores. Barrett goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 8-6, White Sox. Dick Kaufman now pitching. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 0-1 in the game. With three walks. Kaum hits a pop-up towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Ted Lyons now pitching. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Guy Sturdy pinch hits for Dick Kaufman. Guy Sturdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturdy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Boom Boom Beck now pitching. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0-3 in the game. With a walk. McCurdy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult. McCurdy reaches second base with a double. Schult throws the ball into O'Rourke, who tags McCurdy trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Sissel goes all the way around to score. One out. It's 9-6, White Sox. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-5 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a line drive into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 3-4 in the game, with three singles. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-3 in the game. Schult hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 3-4 in the game, with a single and two triples. He's got three RBIs. Kress hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and St. Louis Browns, 6. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.